This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Me.
Let's start, shall we?
Let's do it.
Live from Orlando, Florida, it's Home Purchasing Club's Value of the Day. It's time for HPC's Summer Fashion Collection.
Welcome to HPC's Summer Fashion Collection. The seasons are changing, but one thing never changes. It is always hard to find the right bag.
Oh, you are so right, Jennifer. It's always this one's too big or that one's way too small.
And for a skank, the problem is only compounded. Sleeping with a different guy each night, then with his best friend, then with that guy's roommate. Woo! Sometimes being a skank feels like it's a full-time job.
I bet it does. So having the right bag is essential.
You know what I could have used as a young skank?
More cocaine?
Oh. Better organization. I could never find my car keys, my cell phone, or my good diaphragm.
Wait, diaphragm? Skank just use a coffee can lid.
Been there, done that. I am so pleased with our next item, number 3197. The skank sack.
This is such a beautiful bag. Ladies, this is the first bag designed with the active skank in mind.
First off, it's big. Plenty of room for all the essentials. Condoms, lube, stiletto pumps, handcuffs.
More lube. Plus, you get a set of color-coded DNA swabs. Tracking which guy did what has never been easier.
Forget names. Just scribble down his phone number, a license plate, or a credit card number on the side. These swabs come in so handy at paternity hearings. Oh,
you would know. And the bag's false bottom is huge, with enough room to hide an extra fifth of scotch.
Scotch is a skank's best friend.
This bag understands that. Wait, there's more. We also toss in a free can of a skank's most powerful tool, Notice Me Pepper Spray.
I call pepper spray my breakup juice. When it brings tears to a guy's eyes, I pretend they really care about me.
Aww. Folks, when you buy your skank sack today only, you'll also receive a pair of our Skank View panties. Many of today's top skanks don't wear underwear at all. Not smart.
Or hygienic. Mm. A skank never knows where she's going to have sex.
Maybe he'll do you on the floor of his private jet plane.
More likely, he'll just do you on his kitchen countertop.
Careful, that countertop could be covered with salmonella.
Which could make you sick down there.
Oh, I hate it when my yam yam gets the sniffles.
You are a yam yam. Men don't like surprises.
Yam yam.
With Skank View panties, there are none. What they see is what they're going to get. Maybe.
Who are we kidding? Two drinks and going home with you is a done deal.
Folks, item number 3197, the Skank Sack, just $39.99. Oh, we got a call from Stacy in San Diego.
Oh, hey, Stacy. How you doing today? Did you pick up one of our Skank Sacks?
I did. After a date, I always find myself out in the street begging for a ride home, and I'm naked. I always lose my clothes, but I've never lost a bag.
Stacy, you're in luck because the Skank Sack converts into a morning-after outfit. Just open the vents at the bottom of the bag, cinch it up at the top, and look at that. You have got the perfect outfit to hitchhike home in. Adorable.
Oh, adorable. Huh? What man could resist picking up someone wearing that, huh?
I can't think of anyone. Thanks for the call, Stacy.
Item number 3197, our Skank Sack, the DNA swabs, the Notice Me pepper spray, and our Skank View panties. All four items, just $39.99.
Nobody remembers a skank's name or face, but with the Skank Sack, they can't help but remember your bag.
Hurry, supplies are going down fast.
Not as fast as you.
Don't make me cut you, bitch.
Whoa!
Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
All right.
Hey, Skanks. Bye. Start the show with Skank.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a nice mix right there. That's a lovely mix. That's such a romantic song for Skank.
Right out of the chute yesterday was John Frentz's Playboy band. That was just 100 ways wrong. You never go wrong with Boz Skanks.
Never.
You never go wrong with the Bozinator. You always get your happy ending.
All right, so that's the happy ending.
Yeah, that's right.
Skanks.
Off you go.
Just looking at him can make my genitalia flutter.
Oh, thank you, darling.
A warning, the video that you are about to see is very disturbing.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
Yes, sir.
A simple, sincere thank you, sir.
for allowing this broadcaster the chance to realize a childhood dream. The privilege of sitting in this chair behind this microphone and announcing to the world,
okay,
I'm Scott Shannon, in for Paul Harvey. Good day.
Sell it, Scott.
Excuse me, you, sir, suck.
I just want to know if my meat has been manipulated.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
You think so?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Here's a phone number.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Make sure Buzz is over there.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Off you go.
Right here. This would be where the happy ending starts in this song.
All right, so that's the happy ending.
Right.
Hey, son,
dum, dum, dum.
What could I say?
Oh, I hate it when we sing.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Big Ed. Hello, how are you?
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Okay, here we go, right here, right here. Is he just great or what?
It's great.
I love this song.
That is Boss Gags. That's Miss Sun.
I can't believe it. These guys are facts. These
fags.
Kids are facts. I can't believe it. Down, down. God damn it, they're facts.
Shut up, Rickles.
Oh, we like a lot of music.
What is he, a faggot?
That bitch!
That's Don and Mike show.
When Israel was in Egypt's land,
let my people go.
Let my people go.
A warning, the video that you are about to see is very disturbing.
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
There we go.
I like rape.
I know you do. Don and Mike show, and
if you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
I like that. You're going to Hollywood, dog.
Off you go.
It's Tuesday. No, I take that back. Feels like Tuesday, but it is Wednesday.
You know, when you play that, I wonder whether it's the positive Simon off you go or the negative off you go. The positive being the start the song, and the negative being get out of the room.
I think it depends if he's seductively chewing on his pen.
Yes, staring. And he really sucks on that pen when he gets the hot girls in there.
That was not as good as last year.
No. 2 years ago, you auditioned. You tattooed Irish Lassie.
Group hug.
I love you. I want to make love to you. I want all the women to be in my bed. Stop it. I'm talking.
Started already, Buzz. You notice that?
I have. Yes.
Didn't even officially give out the phone number here. Don and Mike show, 877-365-3636. Same number as it was yesterday.
Infinitely more entertaining to me last night than a week ago.
Really?
I liked it.
And Buzz, here's why.
Why?
Again, less goofy people. The guy
great talent last night. That was one of the reasons.
The guy with the long fingernails and the fan. You know what I mean? Give him his 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right.
But then give me somebody who's got talent. And I do like it, again, when they pulled the bait and switch, when they made you feel like a couple of people had, like, the feel-good stories.
Yes. Right?
And then they came and they sang like Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, and now, because they've done that, and because you highlighted that, now when they do the feel-good, I'm almost thinking they're not going to make it through.
Yeah, you never know now. And that's how they get you.
Right.
That's how they get you.
And I figure how they get these people. You would think when they kick them out of the audition room and they say, hey, we'd like to bring a camera crew out to your house, you know, normally the people go, no, screw them. But it's the fame. It's the TV fame. So even if they've been booted off the show, they don't mind the camera crew coming out to their house.
So at 9 o'clock last night, I'm coming down from American Idol. I flip over to Larry King.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, Rob's behind. He's TiVoing American Idol.
Right.
Mike's TiVoing American Idol. He's about 5 minutes behind. I swear to Christ, this, it's like we scripted the beginning of Larry King. It's about Heath Ledger.
Yes.
And there are four guys in boxes, like Hollywood squares.
Right.
Right? And he says to the first guy, very sad, Heath Ledger had a son, right? And the first guy, he says, had a son, right?
Had a son, right? Right.
And the guy in the upper right box says, no, Larry, Heath Ledger had a daughter.
Right.
Then 5 seconds later, he was not from this country. He was from Ireland. Then guy in the lower right, Larry, he's from Australia.
He's Australian, Larry.
He's from Australia.
Correcting Larry.
Now, at this point, I called Mike, and I said.
And he was still doing it when Don called me.
I said, he is totally like we had him on TV.
Right.
And his next question was, he's got this panel of experts, and he goes, is this going to hurt the Batman movie?
Right. He could have almost thrown right
sure,
in after that.
It's implied.
It's Larry, and we were talking about it before the show. We speculate as to what the attitude of Larry is going in, and I can almost see him with all his preparation people. And at those major news organizations like CNN, you know, he's got the hangers on. He's got the people that are plying him with all the information, and I can see Larry saying, no, don't worry about
it.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm a pro.
I'm a bro. Look it up.
I'm a pro. Let me do the interview. He's from Ireland, right?
He's got a son. No, Larry. Daughter. And then, and it was each of the four guys in the boxes, one of them being Pat O'Brien, it was almost like Larry would say something and they would correct him. And that was the format of the show.
Yeah. It was Larry who showed about as much real, genuine interest as someone who is from a foreign country. Mm-hmm. Larry had no clue who Heath Ledger was.
He was in the gay movie there, right? Gay is men kissing men, right?
Have they had the results of the autopsy yet? Will we have an answer?
Sodomy.
That's
It's good, right? If you like it, right?
In some countries, illegal, right? Not on camera now.
Was that ever a musical? Go, sodomy.
Whoa. And, of course, it's just Larry with the four experts. I mean, yeah. With people that, you know, that directed Heath Ledger.
Right.
You got Pat O'Brien, who's an entertainment reporter. You got all the other two guys. And Larry just has to sit there and ask stupid questions.
And the guy on the upper left, he was a slimy agent. And what was best,
oh, is that what he was?
What was best was he didn't even handle Heath Ledger.
Right.
He went on to comment about how this would be good for Heath Ledger's career. You know, this is kind of
sure.
creepy to think that, you know, and he says, and he might, as a matter of fact, he might go down and be the next James Dean.
Yeah, I heard that. I've heard that
and
a couple of times.
Then there's a moment, and Larry goes, Pat O'Brien! And Pat O'Brien is not listening.
Uh-huh.
His little box, you see him in his box, he goes, you know, he's still got that coked up sound to his nose. Yes, Larry.
Larry, I was down on the scene.
I
was out on the street, and we were really excited about the fact that there was something to cover that outside of Britney Spears for a change. So we're really excited now. You know, next to Lindsay Lohan falling out of her rehab, and this is really fantastic.
He pretty much says, I don't even have an opinion about this, Larry.
Right. It's such a frenzy. It's such a frenzy now. I mean, everything now, everything that even approaches it. And I was wondering, if you're a celebrity who passes away and perhaps has an untimely death, dies young,
right?
Wouldn't it be nice to just have a couple of people say, no, I'd really rather not talk?
Yeah.
But no, these guys are just excited and eager to be on the Magic Box.
Hello, it's an opportunity.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity for those who knew Heath Ledger, for those who obviously didn't know him.
Right.
Because there's a lot of those people jumping through the hole right now.
Right.
Jumping through the rabbit hole.
I'm probably like most Americans when I saw all this coverage and they went back and showed old interviews. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody ever really processed with this guy how uncomfortable he was when he was being interviewed. I mean, really just
especially
almost
at the
end. Paralyzed. Yeah. And a little bit, you know, really, I hate to say this, it's a hindsight's 20/20, but he looked at the one interview I saw him, I forgot what he was talking about, maybe Casanova, that's what he was promoting, and he looked pretty out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, who knows? But he's one of those guys that was so low-key.
He's moody, man.
You know, he didn't go out. He wasn't like Britney Spears. You didn't see him everywhere, so nobody really picked up on the fact that maybe
acting
he had some problems.
Acting is a profession, man.
He was a brooding actor, the
when
classic
you look,
brooding
when
actor.
When you look at the criticisms, man, it's almost like looking at the rave reviews, so I don't.
And then kind of twitch,
adjust himself in the seat.
Very twitchy.
Twitch again and then adjust himself in the seat again.
I mean, no offense to the dead. I could not have picked him out of a lineup before this started.
You know what? You're selling him short because you came to me just a couple of years ago and you said to me, you have got to go see this film.
What movie?
It's about two cowboys. And I don't think I've ever seen you that excited.
So excited.
I've never seen you that. Pick him out of a lineup, my foot.
Giddy, really.
Nobody was on board with Brokeback more than you.
Mike, listen, you know when it comes to Brokeback, it's all Jake Gyllenhaal or it's nothing for me.
Well, at the time, you were also saying it's all Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Randy Quaid with his bit part in that movie.
The sandwich I really wanted was the Gyllenhaal sandwich.
Sure.
You know, him and his sister.
Yes, Meg. Oh, she's gross.
Yuck.
She grosses me out.
Well, for the family of Heath Ledger, you know, don't worry. Something will happen today. Brittany will get a run in her stockings or something, and the stock market will fall 500 points, and we'll have our attention momentarily taken away. But right now, do what all good people do in this situation, especially if you're in New York City. Mm-hmm. Go to a corner vendor. Get some flowers, and you got to do the makeshift memorial.
Because even you,
right,
no matter the fact that you didn't know him, no matter anything, you can marry yourself to a tragedy.
Listen,
something we have adopted as our American pastime.
I want to say something. We started this. A lot of people think that this was started by the Brits with Lady Di. No. We started it with John Lennon.
Yeah, we did.
We started it at the Dakota. That is our thing. That's an American thing.
All American.
We take teddy bears. We take flags. We make little dumb signs.
Right.
And it is our deal to get like thousands of flowers. And it does not matter who it is. We simply must be a part of it.
That's right.
You know, you hear the flowery
God
comments.
Bless America.
Where people are talking about, you know, a promising life lost, you know, the potential he had. Mm. I am really sorry. But when you see 8 deep down there, it is. They ought to create the new New York TV show, the MC, the Morbid Curiosity, because that is what.
Here's
it
what
is.
I want to know. Sure. God forbid, what if it was someone who really meant something, like Kevin James?
Yes.
What if it was Kevin James there? You know, with doing a Mama Cass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If he's got half a Subway sub down his throat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be the same thing.
Do you think we'd be lining
up
like that?
Sure, be the same thing.
Even bigger.
Mm-hmm. Be the same thing. We are, not only do we have the morbid curiosity in this country and perhaps in Europe as well, but there is also the obsession with celebrity death.
Oh, yeah.
In general, but celebrity death even more.
Where do we draw the line, though? What if it was someone like Hasselhoff? Would there be a memorial to Hasselhoff?
Yeah, you'd have the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter who the celebrity was. Only with Hasselhoff, it would probably be bigger. Because Hasselhoff has had all the press about his problems.
All right, but who's a celebrity who's really right now in deep S?
Obviously, top of the heap is Britney.
Well, she'd be
they
a
even
martyr.
Have death pools for Britney.
She'd be a martyr. Right, that's not even fair.
You think she'd be a martyr?
She'd be a martyr for all dirty girls out there.
She'd be a martyr for that paparazzi stuff.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
You can see the article. It was the paparazzi that killed her.
Candle in the wind, yeah.
Are you trying to find a celebrity who would not have that level of splash with a celebrity death?
Yes.
Let me think.
And I mean, you know, you could go like Pauly Shore, but he doesn't really count.
Right.
Gummy Bear.
Who?
Gummy Bear.
Who's Gummy Bear?
Gummy Bear is the rich oil heir that hangs out with Paris Hilton. And he's big and he's fat and he's like, he's been on drugs and they catch him lots of times. He's my favorite guy and there's not enough of him on these celebrity
blogs.
Let's give
it the movie stars then.
Okay, movie stars.
Just a movie star.
A movie star who would not create...
Steve Guttenberg.
Steve Guttenberg would be probably a passing thought.
Okay, or how...
Because you're talking about...
Okay, not movies.
The word is promising, Don.
Okay. What if it was... And please, God, forgive me. Jinx, double jinx.
Right.
What if it's Scott Baio? Oh,
Scott Baio, bigger than Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah, he got
Okay, here's one
that
for
would be
you.
Interesting.
Scott Baio or Blackie Parrish? Which one of them? It's Blackie Parrish that gets the bigger.
Stamos would get more play.
Hmm.
John Stamos would get more play because.
Maybe.
Would Stamos get.
Isn't Stamos now married to. No, he's not. He's divorced from Rebecca Romijn.
Would,
less
would,
if he was not married to her.
Let me use him. Let's say that. Thank you. Rob says he's on ER. Let's say it's John Stamos that was found dead in his room with pills. Would he be getting as many flowers and teddy bears as Heath Ledger, or would he be getting more because he was Jesse on Full House?
I think he'd get more. He'd have a bigger fan base. He would have a bigger – there'd be a bigger idiot factor, because you have to take into account the idiot factor as well.
I played a game over the weekend. I must tell you that he's not Uncle Jesse. Mm-hmm. He was not Uncle Jesse.
No?
It was one of the questions on the game.
I see.
Uncle Jesse, like from Dukes of Hazzard?
No, from Full House.
Well, Uncle Jesse was from Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, but his name was also Jesse on Full House. Just,
yeah. And then, of course, here's a great one for you.
I thought he was an uncle.
How would this compare to
one of those uncles?
Rick Springfield? Because you said Jesse, I thought of Jesse's girl. Uh-huh. Where would Rick Springfield?
Rick Springfield, probably a dog would take a leak on the front porch.
That's sad.
The word, once again, is promising young actor.
Right.
You know, the most of his good work, they say, ahead of him, which you can't necessarily argue
with.
What if
it was that little fat kid from Three Men and Two and a Half Men?
Men.
You're just talking about
young. Men.
Or what if it was Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah, I don't know.
Too old.
Is he too old?
Past his kid's prime.
Young and promising.
And it's not like he's continued to make. Well, don't the kid actors have to take that hiatus between like 15?
It's wise
and
they do.
And 25. Yeah. They have to take that 10-year break and then they show up again, if they show up at all.
Dakota Fanning or her little sister? She's got a little sister that's got a movie coming out.
Dakota Fanning would make a big splash because of that would be the promising young actress.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
she's done such quality stuff.
I think that Scott Baio would outdraw Dakota Fanning.
Let me think about that.
As far as people with the makeshift memorials.
Maybe. Scott Baio?
But you know,
I thought you were saying John Stamos.
No.
John Stamos,
no,
maybe.
No, I realize what I said. I think Chachi, at this point, would outdraw
that's tough.
And then you'd
the
have
little
like,
girl.
Then you'd have, like, poodle skirts with flowers on them. You know, they do the whole Happy Days
and
thing.
You, and, right.
Picture
and you
of Henry Winkler.
And you had the Laverne and Shirley tie-in, too.
Yes,
on both
have
shows
that, too.
Yeah. Thank God he's not dead.
Thank God.
Henry Winkler?
Oh.
Would there be a memorial to the Fonz?
Oh, yeah.
There'd have to be.
Yeah, anybody that's
you know,
that
it depends
known.
On how they die.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's a long, drawn-out cancer death,
not
which
so
is
much.
What I'm hoping for myself.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah, people see it coming, they're not going to care.
Right.
But God forbid, like a, I don't know, a lion.
Is that what you're hoping for?
Ultimately,
you're hoping
yeah.
for the long one?
Sure.
So you can milk it for all it's worth?
Not milk it. Just know that it's coming. Be ready for it.
Be ready for it.
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
Wow.
No, I want sudden.
You want sudden?
I want sudden. I don't want to know. And I don't want sudden like plane crash sudden where you know it's coming, but you know, you have that moment, that 10 seconds of absolute terror.
Don't want that.
You want like a safe falling on you?
No. If it was quick.
And you didn't know.
If it was quick.
You want like the fall in your sleep. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or really, if I get over the age of 75.
Not, hold on. Hey, come on.
Let's go to break.
You know, seriously. Okay. I know it's a hypothetical.
Let's say if you make it to 65.
65? No, see, it doesn't count. 65, I'd still want suddenly. If I happen to miraculously
suddenly.
Make it over 75, I want you know, I want the big one while I'm in the middle of it. You know, while I'm in the middle of carnal knowledge of a woman.
That's really not very courteous to your partner.
Oh, I'm not going to be around.
But that happens to so few people.
No, I think in my
what
sleep.
What a great way to go out that is.
If that would be the way I were to go.
In the sleep, I like that.
I get the feeling when you hear that someone went while doing that, while having sex.
Nelson Rockefeller.
It's like.
That's the one that comes to mind.
Over the years, any sporting event.
Yeah.
Like the Ice Bowl in Green Bay.
Right.
There's like 8 million people that say that they were there. You know, because
right.
after a while. Mm-hmm.
Woodstock.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody was at
we
Woodstock, right?
Yeah, sure.
Great comic book character. I don't know. I just stopped the show. I really stopped the show. Rob gave his patented silent laugh. I'd like to tell our listeners, Rob is actually laughing right now, but there's no sound coming out.
Like that.
I'm afraid if I were to die while making love, it might result in another death.
It could happen.
I could see that happening.
What an awful way for her
get
to go.
Get him off me. Get him off me.
Help.
Imagine that. She'd have to, like, bite part of your, like, cannibalize you to get you off her.
Oh, God. Eat her way out of him.
Like what if the kids were at your mom's or something? It was you and Carrie and you had the big
I
one.
I think
you
she would try to roll before she would eat.
What if you were doing it like
what if she couldn't roll, though?
What if you were doing it in the winter and, you know, you happened to get real jiggy with it and decided to go out of doors and she had to, like, keep herself warm by living inside of you.
Oh, slit me open and get inside me?
Yes, live off your
like
your
they
warmth.
Used to do to peasants. Yeah. My feet are cold. Slit him open and allow me to warm my feet.
Oh. I didn't know they did. Now, what book did you read where they said they did that
legends,
to peasants?
Isn't it like, you know, like in the 1100s?
Bring out your dead.
Exactly. Not dead yet.
Mike, who knows? Yeah, I know where he gets most of his stuff from. Come look at the screensaver he's got over there.
All right.
Oh, you saw it. I was hoping you would be surprised.
He said
later.
He was going to get you a good one today.
I asked him to get rid of the one that had Brett Favre in the playoffs and put the person that Rob most admires in history.
It was a tie.
Oh, well, it's two people. It's
sunnier days, Don.
Yeah.
And look how happy they are. Look how happy they are. Not a care in the world. You ever look at a toddler and you say, "What must be nice?"
That looks like a buddy film,
doesn't it?
That really seriously,
like
looks
Lethal
like,
Weapon,
looks like a
Lethal Luger,
a Jack Nicholson.
You are a certified sick F. Do you know that?
Morgan Freeman buddy film. If Adolf Hitler was black,
good lord,
who's the other guy? Who's
that's
other?
Benito Mussolini.
Ben Mussolini.
Oh, right, the great Italian dictator.
That's the bucket list.
Both of them did not die in their sleep.
No,
I should
he was,
point that out. Benito, in particular, had it real bad.
That's not a way to go.
They hung him from his heels.
Yeah, but you don't want to be hung by your countrymen by your heels.
No, that's not a good, especially if you ran the country.
Nor do you want to die abandoned in a bunker.
They would not get flowers, right?
No.
Right?
No, they throw rocks at them, right?
Right. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That hurts.
Radio
right?
Gods.
Hello, what's happening?
Hey, I can only imagine the little memorials that'll be set up outside O'Mara's. And the little bottles of Irish whiskey, and Dennis Murphy. I hate to say that name because it's been a relatively Murphy-free
right.
few months.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
He's far enough away, right?
You know, I would actually, and nothing you're saying is disturbing me. I'd welcome all of that.
I think when Mike dies, Dennis will be on Larry King. Because all of us, if we're alive, we'll have too much respect to do it.
Yes.
So they'll need to go to another circle of people.
Michael O'Mara was a guy, he was a ventriloquist, right?
He had two sons, right?
He was a mimic.
He was a great guy, Larry.
Michael O'Mara was a teetotaler, right?
Yeah. He was thin, right?
He liked to drink.
Not on camera now.
We're joined by Dennis Murphy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's happening?
How are you gentlemen today?
We're doing great.
Hey, I have an actor that would not make a big splash at Heath Ledger.
Who's that?
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
I disagree.
I think Buscemi would get noticed.
I think he'd do maybe better than Heath Ledger.
But only if he was killed like he got killed in The Sopranos.
Or in Fargo.
Or in Fargo. Oh, that would be a big deal.
They'd have Armageddon, right?
They'd put a big shrine near a wood chipper.
Yeah, I think Steve Buscemi's got a lot of fans.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Buscemi's, I believe, a former New York City firefighter as well.
Handsome.
And I think he was very active in New York after 9/11, so I think he's beloved.
He works out, too. He works out like a maniac.
He does. And, you know, just like George Hamilton, he tans. Steve Buscemi. Steve Buscemi goes to the airport and says, tell me where the sun is.
He'll never die.
He got the bug eyes, doesn't he? Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, Iggy Pop's my man.
So creepy.
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Who would have the bigger memorial? Would it be Chuck Woolery, Alex Trebek, Pat Sajak would be too easy. How about Howie Mandel?
Howie Mandel or who?
Howie Mandel.
What is the, what are you doing? What hybrid accent are you attempting to do here?
I call it hilarious.
Serious fun.
What are you talking about, my accent?
I think it's Trebek by far.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Trebek is the institution.
Right. He's the gold standard.
Mm-hmm. And we almost lost Trebek a while back, too. That's right, Trebek.
That was close.
God didn't need a game show host.
Not now. Someday.
God needed a mustache.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Wayne Brady.
Oh, what a beautiful
Hold
choice.
Hold on, we may have a winner.
That is an ace right there. This guy pulled an ace out of the deck.
We may have one where no one would show. No one would show.
Mm-hmm. You know, he'd be like that comedian.
Whatsoever.
He'd be like that comedian. And I don't. Rob, you'll remember the name of this comedian.
Richard Jenny,
Platypus Man.
Yeah. He's already dead.
Yeah, I know. And there was nothing to it. It was on and gone.
Yeah.
That's what Wayne Brady would
Good
be
one.
Like.
All right, Wayne Brady's outstanding.
Excellent. Thank
and
you.
And I'm not thinking about Arsenio Hall. I'm thinking of the other guy that came out.
The other Negro?
He came around. He came.
The other Afro-American?
The African-American that came to power
at the same time that Arsenio Hall did.
The big three, Mike. It was Arsenio Hall. It was Emmanuel Lewis.
Byron Allen.
Byron Allen, you rock. Byron absolutely. Allen. Thank
he
you.
He was
for,
on Real People.
Thank you Byron, for reading my mind.
Byron Allen, absolutely. underneath Wayne Brady, as far as testimonials with public, mm-hmm. with people throwing flowers on the street.
You know who else went recently and there was nothing? Well, not very recently, but some time ago. It was Ray Combs.
Ray Combs committed suicide.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is...
Does suicide, does that void it?
First off...
Ray Combs, that was a bit of a splash when Ray Combs committed suicide.
Suicide is painless.
Didn't...
that's the theme to MASH.
Didn't Tamarkin pass away? Peter Tamarkin?
A plane crash.
Wow.
No, see, I didn't even know it.
Tamarkin, he was flying for charity of some sort.
Really?
He was, yes.
How'd that work out for him?
Not well.
And then you've got Combs who did the old...
Yeah, he hung himself.
I think he hung himself. Mm. I don't think that we look at that. We don't have a lot of empathy for that.
Yeah, and Alan Ludden was autoerotic asphyxiation.
As a society.
That's terrible. Betty White is still alive. Can I remind you of that fact? Betty White is still alive. You do not make comments about
Ludden. About the vagina? Yeah.
I told you, your Ludden comments can be made after Betty passes.
And then I can release the nudes?
And you can. Yes.
You can only get
keep
away.
Keep those pictures to yourself.
Huge.
You can only get away with suicide if you are just absolutely a tragic master. Some type
and
of
are they
artist.
Saying probably not suicide in this particular case? They're saying
the family
guy,
said yes, it immediately.
The guy was, and you know, everything I'm hearing about, all those pieces of ass that he was surrounded with and all these women that were coming to his house. You know, there was a supermodel that was on her way to his place, you know. And he was dating, and so I think it was just
Tom Brady was going over there,
brought him flowers,
wearing his
boot,
but only his boot.
And of course, you saw last night, as soon as he gets to his girlfriend's place, when they go out clubbing last night, sans boots,
right?
Sure,
sans boots.
You know what I hate about? I was watching one of the, I think it was called Access Inside,
Das Boot,
Access Inside, one of those new shows that's on, or Hollywood Painless, or whatever the name of the show is.
Yes,
and they said. And who's this strange blonde with Tom Brady? Who's the? We'll tell you coming up. And they teased it for the whole show.
Sure.
And I'm a curious guy.
Like you didn't know it was Giselle. What's her name?
It wasn't Giselle Bundchen. You know what it was?
Who was it? Ooh.
They show this picture of this blonde hanging on Tom Brady, and at the very end, and they did nothing to be honest about it. And at the very end, that's Tom Brady in the upcoming Stetson photo shoot. With a model who's appearing in the ads with him, and that pissed me off.
Tricked you.
They tricked me, and I don't like that kind of trickery.
Bait and switch.
That's what they do.
That made me angry, because I like Tom so much.
I know.
I like the model.
She was hot.
Hello. Don.
Those
Don,
ads are hot.
And Mike, hello, 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 hello.
That's...
Hello. Or we can just listen to the hum of the engines.
This is London. The B-52 bombers are making their way across France to make the bomb drop.
We can make it a little more
now.
Here in Baghdad, we're in the green zone.
Or you can make it contemporary to this show, too.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'm putting fertilizer down for asparagus out here in Sacramento.
I hang up and listen. Did you know Heath Ledger's dead?
Man, I gotta get me a new muffler.
This does, though, sound like, you know what I'm hearing?
Did you see Simon last night?
I'm hearing a seaplane.
Airplane, yeah.
This, no, not an airplane, Buzz, a seaplane.
Right. Somebody give me a C.
Like that.
Always wanted to, as much as I have a fear of flying.
It's gone.
Always wanted to land a seaplane. I want to be in a seaplane when it lands on a lake.
Someday, Mike.
Someday.
We'll make that dream happen for you.
God bless you, Don.
Hello.
Thank you.
Don and Mike. Well, not again. What's up with this guy's phone? Hello?
Hi. Good afternoon, radio guys.
Hi.
Two people. What about Don Imus or Danny Bonaducci?
Well, Don Imus would make a much bigger splash than
Danny Bonaducci.
Bonaducci.
Yeah. Sure. Imus people would be... putting old pieces of beef jerky.
They'd be sprinkling the seam with sunflower seeds.
I don't know if I'm dead or not.
Well, put a cowboy hat or not. We'll put a big cowboy hat and wigs. Big, giant, curly brown-haired wigs.
And don't forget his headphones that look like a stethoscope when you go to a doctor. Yeah.
Didn't I try those for a while?
You did.
I don't know how he can hear with those things.
I'm sorry.
I can't wear my 10-gallon hat if I wear conventional headphones, Bernard.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I don't know
Hello. Yeah, I got to know if Mike saw this chick on Extra that looked hideous. She was the secretary in the Bob Newhart show. I got to.
Oh, I did. Carol. Did you see her, Marcia?
I did not.
We're talking about Suzanne Fleshette.
Marcia Wallace.
Marcia Wallace.
Oh, my God.
George's
Carol.
Sister.
Carol on the Bob Newhart show.
Was she doing like a, tribute to Susan?
And she was very close to Suzanne Fleshette. Right. It was a very nice thing that she had to say.
How is she looking?
Oh, my God.
Hot.
She dyed her hair fluorescent orange. She had this day glow. I mean, she's dressed like, you know, a 70s, 80s punk rocker with the ruby red lipstick. And she's, you know, she's a handsome woman to start with. And time has, you know, the nice thing about a woman that looked like that back in the 70s when the Newhart show was on.
Yeah.
The fact that she's homely, now that she's aged, it is totally irrelevant. It's not like a beautiful woman where gravity is.
She had the horse face of horse faces.
She still has the horse. But what she's chosen to do is, I believe, she's chosen to try to find the fountain of youth in a bottle of like that fluorescent day glow red hair coloring. And it was pretty hideous to see. I mean, I almost didn't. And she was saying, as far as a celebrity interview about somebody who had passed away, she was very touching. She was saying very nice things about Suzanne Fleshette, but you could not get by this hair. It was sick. She looked like something out of Ringling Brothers. Well, it was really disturbing.
Even on that show, she was always, even back then, she was always, her character was, she's the big dorky, ugly woman who might as well be half a man.
Yeah, but I mean, wasn't she like 6'9", too?
Yeah. Yes,
she's gigantor. And she, you know.
Who would you do? This is an easy one. Mm-hmm. Would you do her or would you do Flo from Alice?
Flo from Alice.
Oh, yeah, I'd do Flo from Alice, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to think of other geeky ones.
How about her? Fanny Flagg.
Oh, I liked her in her
day. I'd still do Flo from Alice.
Me too.
I haven't seen Fanny Flagg lately, but there was a time she was hot.
Fanny Flagg?
Oh, yeah, she was like a Miss America or something at one point.
Oh, when was that? When was that, Buzz? Back when Washington was our president?
When we had 24 states.
Back in the 30s.
Fanny Flagg.
Where were you?
Where were we? We were not... We were still sperm, Buzz.
Marcia Wallace is still Mrs. Krabappel on The Simpsons. Too.
Hello, Donna.
Krabappel.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, the teacher.
Carrot
right.
Top.
Right. What? Excuse me?
Carrot Top.
There's one who would not. Hold on.
Comedians don't get a lot of respect.
No,
now, let me say this. In Vegas, he would get the outpouring of love in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and also on the Regis and Kelly show. He'd get that because he's a regular contributor there.
But if we're talking about like people piling up like teddy bears and flowers, I could see them doing it in Las Vegas.
And there would be a shrine in front of the Excalibur, because I believe that's where he plays.
I think that is where he plays,
Rob. Pauly Shore would come.
And the thing is, comedians don't get respect, and I'm beginning to realize that we do have that kind of double standard. I don't know if that's the right term to use, but the brooding, pretty, young actor, you know, that plays into it, too.
But there are comics that would get a shrine. You know who would, sadly, is Dane Cook.
Oh, Stane Cook.
Yeah, but he would.
I don't know.
Yeah, he would still have that
word. I don't
word.
Think so.
He'd have that word promising in front
I don't
of
think Stane Cook would get nearly, I mean this, what Scott Baio would get.
But I think of the comics, Stane Cook is the only one that would sort of flirt with getting a shrine.
Stane Cook is...
Oh, no, come on. Chris Rock would get a shrine.
He's still tabloid fodder. Stane Cook is still, you know the good stuff, apparently. That's what Hollywood says in front of him. Mm-hmm. So he'd get a little bit of the
splash. What about this?
Scott Baio would have the notoriety from his career.
What about Tim Allen?
Oh, wow. When Tool Time was on, when that show was at its peak.
Yeah. Let's say that he's in the bed and it's sleeping pills and they say, Tim Allen. Does he get
Tim Allen's history with substance abuse has been well documented, so I think he'd get a big splash, but not as big as Scott Baio.
Right. Agreed.
Okay.
Tim Allen, but then again, you've got the Santa Claus movies.
All the more reason people wouldn't turn out, I think.
You know who might get
Buzz, you can't. You got to go outside of the box. It's not just about us.
I know.
It's about other people and how they react. You know, lots of people that get those shrines, we're not a big fan. But
I know who wouldn't get a shrine is Richard Karn.
Who's Richard Karn?
The sidekick from Cool Time.
I was the guy on Tool Time, the guy that effed up Family Feud.
And doesn't he now do like, he does hardware commercials.
He does.
And like bratwurst commercials.
Mm-hmm. Sausage, yeah.
Sausage commercials.
And he did the Family Feud until he was replaced by John O'Hurley.
John O'Hurley.
What about that guy?
Oh. Yes, John O'Hurley. No.
No,
I don't think so.
He's
although
hot, right?
The Seinfeld umbrella of fame is very large.
Mm, still.
How about Louis Anderson? He also hosted The Feud.
No, Louis Anderson, because it would be, you know what? That would be Fat Guy Dies. Chalk it up to another Fat Guy Dies.
Right.
You have to be a movie star.
The only flowers there would be representing each of the children he had touched.
Chocolate roses. Chocolate roses.
Chocolate roses.
Touched in a good way, Rob.
That's right.
Their heart, Don.
Children who watched The Family Feud and felt Louis Anderson touch them.
You know, I do look at Ray Combs, who was a comedian slash game show host. You look at Richard Jenny. It goes, it's on and gone.
But Ray Combs,
if you're the brooding actor.
Ray Combs' suicide. Here's a suicide where people would feel empathy. We would not be mad. Michael J. Fox. If there's someone
Michael J. Fox.
Someone who's sick, if they finally said, I cannot go through this.
Forgive them.
And Michael J. Fox, also spokesman for his for Parkinson's. So he's out there. He's been doing that his whole life.
But you wouldn't give him a chocolate rose. You'd give him a chocolate shake.
Bada bing. A touche. Touche. There he is. He's giving himself the silent laugh.
All right, screensaver. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Too cool,
Don and Mike. I got an actor.
Hi there.
Jack Black.
I think Jack Black would get some love.
Jack Black is a movie actor.
I think there would be, if not in Los Angeles, wherever he's from, Chicago, is he from the Midwest or something like that?
Yeah, Chicago, I think.
I think there would be, you know, they would, at Second City or whatever, there would be the flowers outside.
Be loved by the hip, yeah.
It's got to be a celebrity where there would be no makeshift memorial.
And I think that also when you're a movie star that has made a couple of hits, as Heath Ledger did, and you're not out there all the time, it creates more curiosity because people didn't know what the guy was all about. And everything I read about the guy,
Chris Tucker, Mike.
Chris Tucker. I don't think he'd reach Scott Baio level.
No. Would we have a memorial? Would there be a memorial outside?
There'd be a memorial among his friends.
With Jackie Chan?
Right. There'd be his father would be there, Forrest. Hey, Garn.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Had one. I don't know if anybody said it yet. Scott Bakula, or was it Bayo? I'm not sure which.
Well, there are two of them. They're both very talented.
Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula.
If Scott Bakula died, he'd be praying for people.
I wrote him a letter one time. I wrote Scott Bakula a letter.
In reference to what?
Career advice, because his career, you know, I think he might be doing that Babylon 5.
No, he was on.
On Happy Days.
We're talking about two different people. We're talking about Bakula right now.
Scott Baio was on Happy Days. Scott Bakula was on that time travel show. What was the name of that
time
show?
Time travel.
Everybody's forgotten it already. It was a hit for a while.
Anyway, and after that, he was the captain on The Last Enterprise.
Right.
Oh, so he was one of the Star Trek shows. I wrote him a letter saying that he should change his name.
Quantum Leap, thank you.
Right after Quantum Leap, I sent him a letter said he should change his name to Scott Dracula. I thought it would be a career charger for him because he would get just because the career was floundering, and I believe I hear crickets right now.
There they go.
You know, if I'd been able to say it right away, it would have been better.
I know who wouldn't get a shrine. Brian Benben.
Okay, you know what? That's for you too. You know what they're saying? We like you too, Rob.
Want to see a nude picture of Betty White?
Do I? Hand it over.
Yeah, baby. Hot.
Circa
1940.
This is Betty White, like 1920.
Wow.
And you just barely see her boobs. She's holding her knees up.
Well, she's a classy lady, Don.
It doesn't work, does it? Because she's got the naked body, but then the face is like, hi, I've made muffins. You know what I mean?
Don't you want that?
It's like, look, yes, I'm naked.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Nothing
what's
wrong,
up? How
with sex and muffins.
Hello.
Betty Bob Pink. Saget.
Bob Saget. Mm. No one. You may have found one there. That may be a winner.
Yeah. Bob Saget is still the comedian thing.
I got a female, too.
But no one would make a makeshift memorial for Bob Saget.
Not even comedians? You think some comedians would?
No,
you've got to be an icon to a certain extent. And any time you achieve any success in film, that elevates you to a different status, and that's the pecking order.
Right.
If it's music or film, you know, and you
Mike, don't discount TV. Don't discount.
You have to be a huge star.
That's why I got Blackie Parrish there. That's why I'm saying Jesse from Full House.
Blackie Parrish.
You think I'm
you
kidding.
You do not make a good argument when you use Blackie Parrish. No, but Blackie Parrish would have the shrine not based on his iconic status. He would have the shrine based on his teen heartthrob status.
Right.
Well, one man.
That gets you a shrine.
Yeah,
a shrine.
A shrine.
It's like a shrine.
Yeah, you're right though, because the heartthrobs, you have to get the little gals jumping around to get the shrines.
He's been quite the wiener man too.
Stamos?
Yeah, hold on. Here's someone. Speaking of guys that lead with their penises, David Spade. Can you imagine? Would there be an outpour? Yeah, you know why? Because he's a comedian. All the Saturday Night Live people would come out and would put flowers down.
And it's a household name. I mean, David Spade, known around America.
And a line of tearful supermodels would be at the funeral.
Impregnated.
Well. Yes.
All by
them,
David Spade.
All of them pregnant. Every single one.
All 8 months pregnant.
You have to hang around. Okay, here's another one since we're on that same category.
Okay.
You mentioned David Spade, and I jump right to Dana Carvey.
Yes.
A little tough, though. But don't you think Michael Myers would get more of a
Mean Michael Myers from Halloween, or do you mean Mike Myers from Wayne? Mike Myers is the top of that pyramid as far as a shrine.
I would say 80 to 85% of everyone on Saturday Night Live in the last 10 years would get a shrine because they're plugged into the community.
And I think, you know what, though? When you're talking about comedians, TV stars, the extent of the shrine, I think, it's a formula, is directly proportional to the untimeliness of the day.
Hey, what about what about that one lady that was not Julia Sweeney, but the lady that left Saturday?
Jan Hooks?
No, not her. The one that left when she got her panties in a wad because
Victoria Jackson?
No, God, she was hot with big boobs.
Yeah, she was.
She has dark hair. She still is in movies now. She
I know who you're talking about.
Oh,
she worked. She did the Cocktail Singers with Jan Hooks.
Yeah, she's like a hotter
Nora Dunn.
Yes. Mm. I would
too far away from the show to get a shot. Yeah,
I'd spit.
Yeah, Garrett
I'd
Morris.
Spit.
Now there's that. Now why that hostility? Because she left under those circumstances.
I just hate that.
She
bitch.
Did the Pat Stevens show.
That was not bad.
I like
that. See?
But I don't remember what it was. But
who were the sisters?
Something.
Wasn't she one of
the
sisters?
The Sweeney sisters.
It was
the
bang,
Sweeney
sisters. Clang, clang, clang. It was a trolley. Yeah. But whatever it is that she made a stand about,
and not to stand up for Bill Murray, but the fact is, the Sweeney sisters were a total ripoff of
Bill
Murray.
It's formula.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
All it is.
She stood up for the wrong thing.
I think women in sketches, wasn't it? Not enough women in sketches?
No, I think it might have been like when Sinead O'Connor held up the picture of the Pope.
Oh.
Or it might have been something about the way they treat
women.
Well,
get your saliva ready. You got to at least know what you hate her for before you spit on her shrine.
I just
if
know
you're
going to
spit
her.
On a shrine.
I just know I hate her. She did. Buzz, will you Google that? Why'd she leave Saturday Night Live? And I know it's not for the obvious reason, because she's not funny.
I just know I hate her.
This show sucks. I'm leaving.
I just know.
She's in movies, and she's in one of my favorite movies of all time. I watched over the weekend, Three Kings.
With George Clooney?
George Clooney
and
Ice-T and Marky Mark.
They would all get shrines.
She's in the movie. She's the bitchy reporter. Anyway, it's fun to wait for Buzz on the computer, isn't it?
She boycotted the show after an appearance by Andrew Dice Clay.
That's what it was.
Yeah, right.
Sorry to keep you
waiting.
That's
why I hate her. Thank you, Buzz.
Buzz.
That was quite quick, and we thank you.
He was rapid.
And, Mike, that's why I hate her. She boycotted the show because she didn't want
she
Andrew Dice Clay to
boycotted Dice. There you go.
Come on.
That's worth working up
Hickory
a loogie.
Hickory dickory dock.
Would he get a shrine?
The clocks. No.
Yes. No. Mixed.
You
votes.
Think Dice would?
Yes.
No, Dice's fans abandoned him too much.
I believe that there is that niche of Dice fans. He is like a mutant part of Sam Kinison.
Dice probably still has a passionate following, but I don't think he'd be he wouldn't be shrine status.
I gotta say though, for us, hold on a second, seriously, we're really hard to make laugh hard.
Yes,
who made us laugh harder than when he first came on our show, and then we went to see him in concert.
Yes,
when he came out, Andrew Dice Clay,
he was a shooting star.
He slayed us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
at the time he was great. But then I should enlighten you as to a little film known as Ford Fairlane.
And how many times have I told you?
Didn't we all go see Ford Fairlane and we all walked out collectively and said, yeah.
How many times have I told you, our career would have skyrocketed if you would have just honed and refined that impression.
We would have gotten all the things we wanted if I had just done that. You said, Don came to me and he said, listen, you do a fine Dice Clay. Why don't you do it more often? I said, I don't want to do it more often. Don said, I think you should do it every day.
I'm over here now.
Seemed like a lot.
I don't know, Dice. I think that people would give him some flowers.
Yeah, probably. And, you know, for a while there, he was the comedian.
It's a fun topic for Good Looking Wednesday.
Sure is. Yeah?
Steve Martin.
Yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Huge.
Yes. Steve Martin, Robin Williams, anybody in
that
class.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to get it.
Yeah, you're right.
So they could
Martin Short.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, a lot.
Who?
Brad Garrett.
Interesting.
Hello, Raven.
Brad Garrett?
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah.
Brad Garrett
no
really
tribute.
Not popular out there.
No tribute to Brad Garrett. Oh, how about this one? I don't think there would be a giant tribute to Ray Romano. I don't think Ray Romano is so freaking beloved.
Well, Ray Romano got out awfully early, too.
There would be the BS, like the people that were on his show.
Right.
And the people that want to appear like they care.
But the slam dunks are still young movie stars.
Sure.
That's the biggest deal.
But there'll be a tribute no matter who, because like you said, everybody wants to be a part of it. Like with the Heath Ledger thing, everybody wants to bring flowers. Everybody wants to somehow be a part of it. And it seems like every performer has some kind of following. Like
and,
that.
You know, immediately you're going to hear the people say James Dean. But the fact is, historically, James Dean was the major star of his era.
Sure.
I mean, he was the major star.
It's a different time.
And he was just starting out there. And Heath Ledger, you know, who would be right now as far as a male movie star in his 20s that would be the guy? Because I don't think he exists. I think they're a bunch of guys that get roles. But
probably the fat kid from Superbad. I like him. He's been in two or three movies that have really caught my eye.
The fat kid from Superbad.
Very promising.
He's happy.
Wasn't he in Knocked Up too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, he's not in his 20s, but the one that would set the world on its ear is Johnny Depp.
Yeah, that Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Oh, my God. If something happened to Johnny Depp, I am Thariath. Bud?
Yes?
What about Shia LaBeouf?
The world would stop on his axis if something happened to Johnny Depp.
I believe
well, speaking of Knocked Up, what if it was Seth Rogen?
Life goes on.
Michael Cera, the other kid from Superbad, the skinny kid.
Jesus. No.
Yeah, what, I think he would get
it. I am McLovin.
Not him either.
Not him.
No. Not him. No, I think you hit it. If it's J. Depp.
Yeah, it's all over.
The world shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Depp, world shuts down.
Can't go on.
What about Patsy Weber?
Let's hope for that. We get the day off.
What about Anson Williams?
No.
Oh.
No.
Donnie Most, Ralph Mouth.
Same thing.
Pinky Tuscadero.
No, and also not the...
Susie Quattro.
What's his name?
Al Molinaro.
I was afraid you were going to say his name.
Hey, look at Al Molinaro. He's still dead in his house, and nobody's discovered him.
Find that phone number.
Okay.
We'll call it when we come right back. The death of Al Molinaro. When we continue.
We still don't know.
This is the Don and Mike Show.